All right.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's look it up.
Just for Robbie Gray's obviously had injury concerns. How did he train on the track today?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's still going through his hammy program, so he's running well. He's getting relatively good high speed, but probably still a bit early in the week to know where he's at for the weekend. But I know we'll take no risk with him, as we do with all our players. If he's not right to play, he won't play if he is.
Obviously, it'd be a huge inclusion, but it'd be pretty hard for the bloke who misses out if he comes back, won't it?
Yeah, similar to after the Richmond game, two blokes were really unlucky to miss out with Chad and Jacko coming in, and that's just the nature of the game. Obviously, he's one of our best players, so he'll be back in no matter what when he's ready. But if not, I'm really confident the group that we've got will get the job done.
Did Robbie do most of the training today? Like, did he train with the main group, or was he sort of by himself doing individual stuff?
He joined in some duels, but then it's all about, with the hammy program, about getting that running base up and getting high speed into the legs. So he did a little bit of stuff away from the group because we don't do all that type of running throughout the drills.
Yeah. You're probably leading the best and fairest, mate, having a standout season. What little things do you think you've improved on, or is just a natural progression this season?
I think it's been speculated a little bit. Kenny sort of has probably put a bit more responsibility on me to grow and mature as a player. I've been around the traps a while now, and hasn't really been a hugely conscious decision to play a certain way. But I feel like my game has been building over a number of years, and I've sort of just started to make better decisions consistently, and that's probably been the big part of my improvement, I think, is just being able to be a bit more consistent with those good decisions, be a bit calmer with the ball, and continually try and defend aggressively, which is what we all do at Port Adelaide.
You've always had a bit of responsibility bringing the ball out, taking risks and things like that, but are you enjoying that extra that Ken's put on you?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's something I've always never shied away from, playing the way I do. I think the great thing about our club and Kenny, he backs everyone to play like that, so I'm no different to anyone else. I try and create when I can, but be smart with that, and I think that's probably been the difference. My teammates have helped me realise there's times to be really attacking and get us going, but there's times where we just need to be a bit safer and smarter, and I think that's probably been an area where everyone's helped me out hugely.
And also, do you not get as disappointed, I guess, like the ups and downs if you do make a mistake? You just sort of push that past you and next kick, take it on?
Yeah, I've always been one to not dwell on mistakes. That's something Ken and other coaches have always made very clear to me. They don't want me to worry about that too much. And as a team, we try to always take it on. And obviously, it's not always going to come off. But I think we play a high-risk brand of footy, and sometimes things can go pretty wrong, but I think more often than not, when it comes off, we're really hard to play against and hard to defend.
You say that the extra responsibility that's been given to you and Kenny have turned your game around, I guess. But is there any other players or coaches that have really pushed you? Because your average of disposals this year compared to last year, the difference is quite massive.
I've basically had the backing of everyone at the club ever since I've been here, and Kenny's really nurtured that. But then I think the way my teammates, particularly the boys in the back line, have helped me, and how I helped them as well, I think we just work really well together. Everything comes off the back of the way we defend, and I think in particular the boys in the back six, we've played a lot of good footy together now, and we've got that synergy with each other, and I think it's just started working, really starting to work out how to play with each other, and they often will take dangerous players for me and allow me to attack up the ground and play a bit closer to the ball, and I'm pretty thankful that I've got a group like that who work hard to get me free, and I feel like I do my best as well to try and repay them with attacking and defending really hard as well.
Injuries have sort of forced a different hand from the club in terms of playing shorter, but it's kind of worked out well, hasn't it, in the defensive end, to be a bit smaller and a bit quicker?
Yeah, well, I think last year, midway through the year, we lost Jacko and Bobby, and two of our main pillars back there, and we were forced to play that, but we've got guys like Cam O'Shea, Tom Jonas, and Paul Stewart, who are sort of that medium size, who are really capable against taller guys, but they've got that speed to match it with the medium and smaller forwards, and I think that gives us really good flexibility. Tom Jonas is a really aggressive defender. It wouldn't matter what size of bloke he's playing is. He gives his heart and soul at every contest. So that really opens up. He can play the tools, and that opens up guys like myself and Paul and Cam to play on those smaller guys, and it's worked quite well at this point in time, yeah.
What have you learned about Carlton in your reviews and just watching them over the past 3 weeks? Have they emerged, especially in competitiveness around the ball?
Yeah, I suppose reminds me a little bit of how we were 4 years ago. Got that fresh face at the club with their new coach and a lot of new energy and a point to prove to the competition, I suppose. And what I've noticed with them is they're defensively really sound. They're hard to score against. They've proven that over their last seven games. So they're hard to score against. They've been really good at keeping the ball in their front half, which is going to make it difficult for us. We're going to have to challenge them with our ball movement. I think they've really bought into that defensive style of play. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us.
What sort of chance is Bobby Carlisle to return, and how did he train
today? I wouldn't have thought he'd be coming back this week. He's still on the mend with the hand, but he's moving really well. He's been doing lots of running, and that's one sort of positive about the injury he had. It didn't keep him out of any running, so he's looking really fit, but it's just a matter of when he'll be able to sort of get into that contact phase, and I don't think he's too far away though. He's out of the cast, so he's another step closer, I think.
Will it be difficult to squeeze him into that defence that you've got going so well at the minute?
It would be interesting. We're in a position now where spots are pretty tight. Everyone is desperate to keep their spot in the team, and obviously off the back of two wins, usually the team won't change too much, but obviously he's a very experienced player. Adds a lot of leadership, and he can always take a key forward and help guys like Homer and Tom Jonas out if we need him in there. So it'll be interesting to see, but wherever it is that he slots back into, he'll do it 100%.
Maybe our confidence has lifted after the last two performances. You're so strong defensively, but as talked a bit about when you guys had a couple of losses, the morale did stay the same. Has the morale stayed the same at the top end now that you've had a couple of wins in a row as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think we always try and keep things positive during the week, wanting to improve on the track and learning from the week before. But yeah, we've kept that like that when we've lost, but I suppose it hasn't changed much. It's just probably slightly better feeling straight after the win. But you know, the nature of footy these days is you sing the song and you sit there in the rooms for half an hour and enjoy it, and that's probably as much as you enjoy it, because you're already on to the next team. And that's the way it's got to be. You've got to really click in a gear and move towards the next week.
Talked about last week before the Brisbane game, how last year the loss to Brisbane really stung. Carlton was probably another game that stung last year. You think you have a sort of point to prove against them this time around again?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really look too far back, but definitely last year those two games hurt us. I mean, we possibly, who knows, we might have snuck into the finals, but we weren't good enough on the day in those two games. And we did talk about going to the Brisbane game that, you know, they're a good side, and we're doing that the same with Carlton. Like, don't underestimate them. They're developing, new coach and all that, but they're a good side. And I think every in the competition, every team's a good side on that day, playing them at home in Melbourne. So we'll definitely be going with a mindset that we're capable of winning, but we've got to be at our best to win.
Are many players in the competition at the moment more dangerous overhead marking than Levi Casbolt? Like, his gocking's been a bit inaccurate the last few weeks, but overhead is pretty strong.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the best contested marks in the comp for sure. He's been like that for a few years, and he provides a contest. So it's just one of those ones. Poor Homer's going to be on him. He'll do a great job, no doubt, but we'll have to help him out coming off and helping him to defend. But because he makes contests, it brings the ground level players in, and they've got some really nippy little forwards as well, which will keep myself and the other smaller defenders on our toes. So that'll be a challenge for the back six. Hopefully we can limit their ball use coming in so that he's not getting too many free looks at it.
Is it too early to say after back-to-back wins that you guys have turned the corner?
I suppose it's a little bit early. You probably want to string you want to probably string 4, 5, 6 good performances together. But I think there's definitely a feeling that we're back to playing the way we want to play. We weren't getting it right in the first 4 or 5 weeks. We had patches where we were playing well, and I think the last 2 weeks we've played four quarters of a good brand of footy that we know we want to play and what we're capable of. So we've just got to use that, and if we can start consistently stringing that together, then yeah, that would be positive.
That black eye's been lingering for a few weeks. Who's responsible for that?
It was Tom Jonas. He makes a bit of a habit of flying at balls from a long way away, and unfortunately I was in the way and he pushed my head into the back of someone else's head. So luckily it was just bruising. It looked a lot worse than what it felt. It didn't really hurt too much, but it's made me look a little bit tougher for a week or so. Yeah, I might have to get the makeup artist just to keep it going, but nah.
That wasn't the Geelong game when he crunched Dangerfield.
No, it was against Richmond, early in the Richmond game.
Thank you very much. Thanks, mate. Good work, mate.
Thank you.
The concierge.